Joining us today is James Ross, a barrister and co-editor of the forthcoming textbook, Modern Financial Regulation, which is due to be published by Jordans in early 2013. James, could you briefly describe what the new book is about?
Yes, financial regulation in the United Kingdom will undergo fundamental change in 2013 when the Financial Services Bill receives royal assent. The main focus of the bill is to overhaul regulation of the financial services sector. It proposes replacing the so-called tripartite structure, under which oversight of the banking system is shared between the Bank of England, the Financial Services Authority, and the Treasury. The FSA will be abolished and replaced by two new regulators, the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. The new legislation and policy is designed to replace the light touch regulation that has widely been blamed for the banking crisis and the current mis-selling scandals. Modern financial regulation will chart the changes wrought by the new legislation and provide an analysis of how this will affect other key areas of financial regulation, including money laundering, consumer credit, electronic money, and payment services. It will also include annotated sections of the main amended provisions.
And can you give us more detail of the particular topics which modern financial regulation will cover?
Yes, Chapter 1 is an introduction and includes a history of UK financial regulation and of the Bank of England in particular. It also provides an overview of the financial crisis and reviews the consultation and responses that followed. Chapter 2 provides an overview of the new regulatory framework, including commentary on the macroprudential oversight to be undertaken by the new Financial Policy Committee and the relationship between the new regulators. Chapter 3 looks at the Prudential Regulation Authority in more detail. The Prudential Regulation Authority, or PRA, will be a subsidiary of the Bank of England and will have a remit involving proactive, judgment-based regulation. Chapter 4 covers the Financial Conduct Authority in more detail. The FCA will be a new conduct of business regulator focused on consumer protection and promoting competition. Chapter 5 deals with the money laundering regulations and Part 7 of the Proceeds of Crime Act 2002. There will be detailed coverage of the supervision and registration requirements under the money laundering regulations and commentary on the offences created under the legislation. Chapter 6 and 7 deal with payment services and electronic money respectively. The Payment Services Regulations 2009 were recently amended by the Payment Services Regulations 2012, which came into force in October 2012. There will be detailed commentary on the authorisation regime and conduct of business rules contained in the Payment Services Regulations, as well as the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Chapter 8 deals with cartels, competition and insider dealing, with particular emphasis on criminal offences relating to the provision of financial services. And finally, Chapter 9 covers the regulation of consumer credit in some detail. This is an area which has experienced significant change over the last few years after the Consumer Credit Act 2006 and the implementation of the Consumer Credit Directive. Further change is expected when the Financial Conduct Authority takes over from the Office of Fair Trading as the new regulator in relation to consumer credit.
Could you please tell us about the latest developments relating to the Financial Services Bill?
Yes, well, the House of Lords have now passed the Financial Services Bill after it completed its third reading on the 5th of December 2012 with an amendment to strengthen the laws on payday loans. The amendment, which had cross-party support, will give the new Financial Conduct Authority the power to cap interest rates on payday loans. Having passed both Houses of Parliament, the bill now needs royal assent to become an Act of Parliament, and this is expected in early 2013.
Thank you very much for your time today, James. Modern Financial Regulation, edited by James Ross and Jonathan Kirk QC, will be published in early 2013 by Jordans Publishing.